And so Paul, in his letter to the church in Rome, speaks of how it should be with us to be children of God. The very idea that we should be heirs to the promise of Christ, that we could transcend this life, that we could transcend our earthly beings, that we could transcend our earthly hungers, that we could transcend our earthly limitations, that we could transcend all those things that we struggle with, that try to hold us to the earth. When our spirit seeks to soar among the clouds, when our spirit seeks to be something better, when our spirit seeks God, when our spirit seeks truth, when our spirit reaches out in love for communion with others and with the divine. We easily fall back into our human ways. We easily fall back into our worries and our struggles. We easily fall back into being attached to the things of this world. All it takes is a moment of weakness or a rise in gas prices or a loss of a job or something else that causes us a little physical discomfort and pain, and suddenly we are attached to this world again and struggle to overcome it. But we have a promise of a spirit that will be with us, that will help us overcome it, that will help us overcome it in this world, and that will help us overcome it permanently when we reach the next world. I don't know how many of you heard Ralph when he was here playing music last Sunday, but he talked about a young man that he met, well, not so young man, an older man that he met who had recently had surgery, and during the surgery he had died and been resurrected, if you will, through the medical technology that we have to restart hearts and do all that wonderful stuff that medical people can do. And Ralph, of course, being the person he is, he's kind of intrepid in his questioning sometime of people. He said, "Well, what did you see while you were dead?" What do you think he saw? White light? Grandma reaching out to him from the great beyond, inviting him to come? A lot of people report that sort of thing, you know. They say, "Oh, I saw a white light. I saw angels of the Lord. I saw Jesus. I saw a family reaching out to me, telling me to come on. It was better." No, what he saw were flames, and he felt burning on his flesh. And Ralph said, "Brother, you better get straight." All we have to know about the next world are the reports that we get from other people. But we know about this world. We know how hard it is to maintain that spirit of love when we run into somebody who's just not very lovable. We know how hard it is to see Jesus in people who don't look like people we want to hang around with very much. We know how hard it is to be caring of others when those others don't care a whit about us and would just as soon take everything we had and go. It's hard to be Christian when the people we're trying to be Christian to don't want to be Christian back. But guess what? Unless you are Christian to them, they don't know what it is to be Christian, and so they don't get to see that somebody loves them even when they're not being lovable, or somebody cares about them even when they don't care about themselves, or that somebody is trying to live the life even when it's not easy or convenient. A few years ago, I had the great good fortune to be able to take a medical team to the country of El Salvador on a mission trip. And in that team was a young man who was from Crestview. He'd never been overseas before. In fact, he had just graduated from high school and was about to go to college on a baseball scholarship, and he was planning on studying medicine and looking forward to making big bucks. We got down there, and it was an accomplishment to get through customs because our translator was already down there and was meeting us. So we're talking to the customs guys, and fortunately some of them spoke English, about why we have 27 duffel bags, half of which are filled with drugs. It was a medical trip, so we were taking a lot of medications. And we're trying to do this in Spanish and English, and I speak about not much Spanish. And I kept saying, Iglesia Metodista, which means Methodist Church in Spanish. Two of the few words that I knew. And eventually they figured out that we were a medical mission team and that we were going to, you know, the church in Ahuachapan and all that. And we got through customs and, boy, that felt better. And we met up with our translator and we met up with the pastor who was the head of the Methodist Church in El Salvador. And we loaded everybody up in this van and we started down the highway in San Salvador, which is the capital city. And it's a, you know, modern big city with all of the problems associated with a big city and all of the technology associated with a big city. So that had major highways and everything was moving along pretty quick. And this young man from Crestview noticed a Toyota pickup truck go by that had a bunch of Salvadoran military police in the back with their automatic weapons. And his eyes got real big. And he said, Pastor, are those machine guns real? And I said, yes, son, and they're loaded. We do not want to mess with those folks. And he got real quiet for the rest of the trip. I knew that he had suddenly come to the realization that he was no longer in the U.S. of A., United States of America, where things are the way we expect them to be. All of a sudden, it had come home to him that we're in another country with a different government, and those folks do things differently than we do. Well, he got over his excitement later on. And we got to where we were going, safe and sound. And we met with lots of wonderful people. And one of the experiences that I had was preaching in English to a congregation who didn't speak any English through an interpreter. And that's a real trick because you have to say a sentence and then wait for it to be translated before you go to the next sentence. So it was kind of tough. But it didn't take me very long looking out on the congregation and singing the hymns. I'm singing English, they're singing Spanish, but the tune's all the same. But not only is the tune the same, but the spirit is the same. I'm looking at the different faces, but I'm seeing the same spirit in those faces. I'm looking out at people I don't know from a country I don't know, but I'm seeing a spirit that I do know. And they're singing songs that I know, even though I know the English words, they know the Spanish words. Didn't matter. Very quickly realized that it didn't matter the language, didn't matter the country. What mattered was we were there doing God's work on God's time. And what mattered was that we cared and they cared and stuff happened. Stuff happened such that this young man from Crestview, whose main interest when he went down there had been baseball and making money, came back committed to the idea of working with Hispanic people in medical mission. I don't know where he ended up or what he's doing now, but I do know that he completed medical school a few years back. And I don't now doubt that wherever he is, whatever he is doing wonderful things for people because I saw the Spirit change his heart. He went from being a spoiled American, no more spoiled than most of us Americans, but a spoiled American, to being someone who had a heart to do God's work. He was transformed by the Spirit of God. Children of God. That's who we are. But so often we don't act like it. Or if we do act like it, we act like spoiled children of God. Like, it's only about what He can give to us, not what we can give because of what we've gotten. It's when we give from our hearts that we begin to feel how it feels to be a child of God. It's when we give from our love of Him that we begin to understand the love that He has for us. It's when we give that we begin to hear the promise of, I will be with you always, echo in other people's lives where we have been there for them in His name. They see Him in us. For someone to see God in you makes you feel like, I really am a child of God, an heir with Christ. Someone who has that very promise living in them that I can share that, and someone else can be transformed. What an amazing moment. Paul is speaking to the church in Rome, saying, we are children of God, and as such, we have the promise of the inheritance that God promised Jesus as His Son, and so we can transform other people's lives. We can reach out to other people with a surplus of love. Because if God is love, then He has more love than we can possibly use. And so we have the opportunity of sharing that with people who desperately, desperately need it. It's in giving that we receive. It's in sharing that we get. It's in giving, in saying, in speaking that we hear. And so we seek to be children of God. We seek to act Christ-like. We seek to be Christ-like, and therefore we call ourselves Christians, children of God, people of the Word, God's people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.